With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's fascinating to see what's going on in the country, whether it's, you know, talking about replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's just the election in general. It's, are our politicians ever going to get the COVID stuff done? But so much political talk these days, and it really is leading to stress. That's why joining us on the CBusHomeImprovement.com live line right now is Dr. Jason West. He is founder of the West Clinic. He's a medical specialist. And how do we deal with all this stress, doctor? Because a lot of people, well, I mean, I've read reports. I mean, there are people right now, even though a lot of us are working virtually and not interacting with a lot of people, if there's somebody you know has a different opinion, you'll just like avoid them so you don't have to flame up and deal with all the stress.
Well, it's true. And that's really not the solution to it, is to be more of a hermit. And one of the problems that we have is there's so much misinformation, there's so much fervor and angst and rife that you can immediately tap into right at your fingertips. And, you know, stress isn't a disease. It just makes every disease worse. And when we internalize it, it's decreasing your immune system. It's increasing your risk factors for not being healthy.
Yeah, and it's also distracting. I know people that get so caught up, whether it's, you know, they're on their Twitter feed or whatever, they get so caught up in it that they forget what they set out to do.
You know, I had a patient yesterday that came in that literally could not even function. I mean, it was having a difficult time talking and breathing because they were so worried about, oh, Trump said this is the most important election of our lives. And I've got, you know, coronavirus happening and my kids and my grandkids, and what am I going to do? And
yeah.
She had worked herself up into such a state that she was having a difficult time breathing.
It's terrible. So you're a doctor, fix it.
Well, and what I told her is to recognize, look, I don't think burying your head in the sand is an answer. I don't think that being on your cell phone or your iPad or your tablet 24/7 is the answer. And so what I told her was, look, it's important to be informed, but it's also really important to not internalize everything that's happening and to make sure that you have a stress outlet. And I told her, look, whether it's taking a walk, playing a musical instrument, reading a book, meditating, praying, journaling, having a good conversation with someone, you got to have an outlet. And if you'll do that, it's a way for your body to decompress.
Yeah, it's almost anymore like I don't have to do something that I enjoy as much as I just have to disengage from that. Like you talk about going for a walk. It's not, I mean, I'm sure the physical part of it is good and the fresh air is good and all that, but just not being engaged in it, not reading about it, talking about it, watching it, whatever, that's got to be the healthier part of that gizmo.
Well, when people will call me all the time or in our offices, and they'll say, Dr. West, what's the most important thing to take? And I know they want me to say, look, you need 10,000 units of vitamin A, you need 10,000 vitamin D, you need 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And my joke with them is I said, look, this is what you need to do. You need to take a break from social media. That's what you need to do. And literally just to disengage for just a little bit. And it's funny because, you know, with most healthcare conditions, we're always fighting some type of an addiction. You know, people are addicted to chocolate, they're addicted to sugar, they're addicted to drama, they're addicted to stress. And I would make an argument that we're addicted to, you know, the fear of missing out. And everybody wants to be engaged and not miss anything. And if I can just get them to take a step back, good things happen.
It's you talk about that fear of missing out. I try to put it into perspective, like, you know, if this guy wins the presidency or that guy wins the presidency, when it boils down to my level, what real impact does it have? You know, whether you're talking about Congress, you're talking about the Supreme Court, a lot of these things. I mean, even the COVID relief stuff, there are some people that it's like whether that goes or not, it just doesn't impact them. So if you can just be real with yourself and try to figure out what has real impact on you and what doesn't, and once you identify the things that have real impact on you, seems like you can make a lot better decisions.
No, no question. And exactly what you said is so important, recognizing that we have our own plate of problems every day.
Mm-hmm.
And don't allow people to add their problems to your plate. And also recognize that, as you pointed out, look, I can vote. I can be active in my community.
Yep.
I can be active in my political influence. But it's not going to make it. I can't influence the election other than my vote. I can't influence the Supreme Court. I can't influence the shutdown of the coronavirus. And so one of the important realizations of that is I just let it go. Like, I don't want it to internalize and affect my core being, because then what happens is now it is influencing me. If I let myself get worked up and be sick, then it's not going to help anybody.
Yeah, well, and you talk about stress being bad for your immune system, and then, you know, you turn right around and, you know, people are like, hey, what can I take? And you mentioned vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Those things are also important, but my wife and I have found that if we just spend a little bit more time cooking, you know, we get to be together, we're probably making something a little more elaborate, which means it's going to taste better and probably be good for us. That's been a tremendous outlet for us.
Well, it's so important. What you are what you eat. And I have a little saying in my office: if you are what you eat, are you fast, cheap, and easy? And doing this activity with your wife when you're cooking and stuff like that, it's such a healthy outlet.
Mm-hmm.
One, from your relationships, to home-cooked meals seem to be, they're so much more palatable, and it's just such a wonderful social outlet. Whether it's that, again, whether it's reading, playing a musical instrument, listening to something, get it on your schedule, and then treat it like it's one of your most important appointments. Don't allow people to take that time away from you.
Doctor, you have to, even though you're a doctor, you have to admit sometimes fast, cheap, and easy is okay.
Well, of course I can't say that it's okay. I have to say good food, good air, good water. The healthier and alive your food is, the healthier and alive you're going to be. But it's just a kind of a wake-up call to have that saying of, look, you can't just be putting all of that fast, cheap, easy stuff in your system and then expect to be healthy.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.